Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The College Football Experience FCS Playoffs Preview and Picks episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET's now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in game odds, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the SGPN Thanksgiving free roll. Everyone who hits a football bingo in our contest will win $100 cash and a $100 gift card to the SGPN store exclusively on the SGPN app, which you can download for free in the App Store or Google Play Store today. So grab that thing and remember to let it ride.
Hey, this is Pac-Man Jones. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Experience FCS playoffs preview and picks episode. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I'm just skipping over.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
I am healthy. I am very healthy. And it's always, you know, the sport is healthy when you have a large playoff with automatic qualifiers, not like that FBS bullshit that we got going on. And we got a loaded slate. I mean, FCS playoffs were announced in case you're living under a rock. Last Sunday was Selection Sunday, and Got the bracket here for you. See the chat moving along. Shout out to Frozo, Dantabase the Goat. Yeah, let's go, brother. And look, I mean, you pull up the bracket, and I know there were some surprises. Perhaps I know. Obviously, I think Idaho Vandal fans were disappointed that they're the ones going to look. I don't care. I don't care about all that shit. You didn't win your conference. Okay, just be happy you're in the fucking playoff, because there's a lot of teams. Florida A&M probably has a legit beef. Probably has a legit beef. There's other teams you could probably make the case for, but they all had their chance to win their conference. And I cannot wait for this Saturday. As I know, obviously, you know, you got the rivalry games going on in the FBS on Egg Bowl on Thursday night, the Friday night slate. Friday night, there. I'm not the Friday night slate. The Friday day slate, the Black Friday, schedule of games. But it's just not the same. Just not the same. To me, I used to watch Texas A&M on Fridays, and Colorado, Nebraska, and Pitt and West Virginia, the Backyard Brawl. They also had the Holy War on those days. I don't know. It's just not the same. But I'll be tuning in just because we're football and basketball junkies here on the College Football Experience. But I do think, you know, this is going to be a very intriguing playoff. You have, obviously, I mean, it seems like North Dakota State getting a little bit of the benefit of the doubt because they are North Dakota State essentially. So, it's going to be interesting to see, because they did get the bye week. Some people aren't happy with that, but I think they did a decent job. Like I said, win your conference, you're fucking in. Stop bitching and moaning. All right. Thursday, though, I do want to touch base that we do have Arkansas Pine Bluff and Alabama State at noon. Yes, I do think that is a better game to watch than the NFL action. But to be honest, the college basketball action is probably the best. And then on Saturday, do not forget we have Grambling Southern. I get it. Grambling's not good, not so good this year, but they're coming off a 29-26 win a season ago. It's at that filthy dome in New Orleans. So those are the only two non FCS games, but don't forget folks. Also the D2 playoffs are happening. D3 playoffs are happening. It's a lot of fun. I watched that Ferris State game last week in the snow on the D2 level. That was awesome. Get yourself the Flow Sports app, ESPN Plus. They give you great coverage of all of that stuff. All right. Well, let's just hop on into it because I got another college basketball episode to do tonight. Yes, as Frozo says, not FCS, but Deion Sanders to South Florida. Go Bulls. I just read that the Colorado offered him a contract too. I mean, who knows if he'll take it, but that could be very exciting. Either stop, I would find it exciting. I'd also find it exciting if he stayed at Jackson State. So something to monitor, obviously, because in this day and age, the whole team can transfer with him. Travis Hunter, everybody, you know, Shador Sanders, and so on and so on and so on. But let's hop into. I don't have lines on Arkansas Pine Bluff, Alabama State at the moment. Monitor the picks page. Get the SGPN app in the App Store, Google Play Store. It's free to download, folks. You'll have access to it when it does come out. Also, the Grambling Southern one. I do not see a line this very second, but I know what I do see. I see Friday. Friday, 9 a.m. I'm sorry, not Friday. Saturday, 9 a.m. 9 a.m. We get Elon heading to, and this is a little Carolina matchup, heading to Greenville, South Carolina, Paladin Stadium to take on Furman. So you got 8-3 Elon, 9-2 Furman. It's funny, you look at Elon's season, obviously the tough loss against Vanderbilt. They were at the 1 yard line, knocking on the door there, and they got stopped on fourth downs. Against Vanderbilt, shit, they played Vanderbilt better than Florida probably. But you look at the other games the Phoenix have played this year, a 7-point loss at Rhode Island, and then back to back away they lost by 18 at New Hampshire. Those are two quality teams. Rhode Island just missing out on the FCS playoffs, but New Hampshire in the mix there. It's going to be a game. You look at Furman's season and you know, they had the loss to Clemson, actually played Clemson decently, not as good as Elon against Vandy, but I mean, somewhat decently for an FCS matchup. Then they lost to Samford by 7 and that's their season. They beat Chattanooga. You know, they beat Mercer, which was a big one. I thought Mercer was going to get in at one point this season. Should be a barn burner here. Furman is laying 6 in this matchup. And I this is one of the games, like, I'm a bit confused on picking this one here. I think it's a closer matchup than 6. I get it. Okay, Tyler Huff playing good ball. But let's not forget Elon has the former NC State recruit at quarterback who was at Montana State, Matthew McKay. I think he's a difference maker. I think the Jackson Parham at the wide receiver spot is a guy that creates some matchup problems for the Paladins. I think you take the 6 points here, it's supposed to be a nice day. No weather involved. Give me the 6 points and the Phoenix of Elon here to get it done. Next up, you have Davidson. Davidson taking on Richmond. And by the way, like I said, this is at 11 a.m. And at that same time, you will have Grambling Southern going on. Obviously, the Ohio State and Michigan game will be on in the mix between all of this. Hopefully you can get yourself a setup like we have at SGPN Studios, aka God's Eye. Davidson is at Richmond. This is interesting because you got Davidson who won the Pioneer League. They've gotten destroyed in a lot of these matchups here when they get into the FCS playoffs or when they go against foes like that. When they played Jacksonville State this past year, they lost 8-18 in the opener against Rich Rod. And remember, they St. Thomas would have won this conference, but they jumped up to from D3 to the FCS, and there is a couple year wait. Stupid rule. But that's the only reason why they are here right now. And I think Davidson's still a solid team. They run, you know, a lot of the option attack going there. They're getting 34.5 points. 34.5 points. You know, Davidson is a heavy run team. I think that they'll probably use that advantage to that's what any option team will do to try to stay in the game. You bleed that clock. You see it with Army, you see it with Navy, you see it with Air Force every single year when they go up against the Oklahomas or the Michigans or Ohio States or Notre Dames. That's what they try to do. That's what they try to do, is essentially limit the amount of possessions, take as much off the clock and be efficient with their offense always going forward. I'm going to take the points in the Wildcats. I know Reese Yudinski's having a great year with the Spiders. I think the Spiders offense is going to be able to put up, basically get whatever they want against Davidson. But I think Davidson is going to slow this game down. I'm excited to watch this one. And that spread is gigantic. Absolutely gigantic. Next up. And once again, I wish they would have spread them out a little bit better. In my opinion, like, this is what I mean by the FCS and FBS and college football lacking leadership, whether it's the playoffs in the FBS, without automatic qualifiers or, you know, lack of weekday games. They just need to get organized. Why are you playing four of your playoff? Okay. Grambling Southern is irrelevant, I guess, compared to the FCS playoffs, but it's still a great rivalry game. But Davidson, Richmond, St. Francis, Delaware, and Fordham, New Hampshire are all on at the same time. Man, should have put one on Friday night, you know, maybe even two on Friday night. Try to set them up a little bit better than just playing all the games at the same time for the most part. I'm really excited to see this matchup. This is the matchup I might be most excited about. And I'll even rank the ones I think are the most compelling, but St. Francis is good. They really are good. They won the NEC. Meanwhile, Delaware opened up the season and I was on them as a double digit dog on the money line to beat the Navy midshipmen. And they did. But Delaware's also had their problems. They got whooped by Elon 27-7. They dropped one to Richmond by 8. They also lost to Villanova. They kind of like backdoored their way into this playoffs. And then obviously the early season loss to Mike London and William and Mary. Meanwhile, you look back at St. Francis. St. Francis should have beat Akron in the opener, lost in overtime. I thought they were the better team that day. And I have a future for Akron to win over 2.5 wins that luckily got voided. Besides that, they've been good since right after that, they played Richmond and lost by 10. So they went back to back away games to start the season. I think they show up to play. I'm taking the 5.5 and the red flash on the road at Delaware. Weather shouldn't be an option here. Shouldn't be a factor, I should say, not an option, but, it seems to be like it's going to be a clear day. I know they played last year and Delaware won 27-10. I think this year is going to be a little different. I think St. Francis is a little better. I think this is a game. I think it's a game. It's going to come down to the final couple minutes of the game. Let's go Red Flash. And I'm excited. They're really excited to watch that one. The next one's interesting too, in many ways, because you have Fordham 9-2 outright. You know, Holy Cross won the Patriot. Fordham got the outright bid with Tim DeMorad, who I think you'll be seeing on NFL Sundays, just firing the laser all over the field. These teams haven't played since 2014. New Hampshire won that matchup. That was in the FCS playoffs as well, 44-19 back then. But here's the thing. Fordham's offense is dynamic. It really is. DeMorad's a next level quarterback. I really believe that. We've watched a lot of film on him in the office. He threw 53 touchdowns and only had 8 interceptions on the season. All right. So, I mean, they got guys that can catch the ball. The offense is pretty damn dynamic. They got 1,000-yard running back in Trey Sneed. They also get, their other running back, Julius Lawfridge in the mix too. The offense is going to be fine. I think it's the question is the defense, because New Hampshire sitting there at 8-3 and barely got that dub last week, 42-41 in overtime at Maine to show that they're a little bit vulnerable. In fact, if you look at their last three games, back on November 5th, they lost to Richmond by six. They followed that up with a 3-point win against Rhode Island and a 1-point win against Maine. So I think they are vulnerable. And if you look at their losses this year, North Carolina Central beat them by what, 18? Then Western Michigan, they played their FBS game, but they beat them by 37. And then Richmond beat them by six. I think this is a game. The spread's at 12. New Hampshire's laying 12. I think you take the points here. I know St. Francis is, I know Fordham's defense is absolute dog shit. So I get the number kind of can make sense to me. I would have set it more at like 8 or 9 personally, but 12 points, New Hampshire's laying 12. I'll take Fordham. I think Fordham's offense. You saw it in their matchup with the Ohio Bobcats, who were playing for the MAC championship. They were able to go toe for toe with an FBS, an FBS team and essentially an FBS defense, because they were putting up a 50 spot on Ohio. I think they can do the same in a game like this. So, and then once again, the weather shouldn't be a big issue. After that, so those are the games all at 11 a.m. for me on the West, 2 p.m. on the East. Then at 1 o'clock, North Dakota. This is a team that got the outright bid. They're 7-4, third in the Missouri Valley. They're heading to Ogden, Utah, to take on Weber State, who I actually thought, you know, if their snapper hadn't, their long snapper just sailed the ball on like, five different occasions, I feel like, in that Montana game. That Montana State game. Then that would have been a different result. They probably would have got the bye. So I think they're a high caliber team, but at the same time, I mean, North Dakota's a veteran team as well. We saw them, you know, play Nebraska incredibly tough in Lincoln. Tommy Schuster's an experienced quarterback with the Fighting Hawks. Belquist, their wide receiver, Bo Belquist, he's experienced. They've been there for a while. So they have winning DNA there. Weber's laying 16. I'm all over the Fighting Hawks here. I think you take the 16 points all day. I think Weber will get the dub. It's at Stewart Stadium. This is on ESPN Plus, by the way. Yeah, I think you take the points. I think it's kind of a no brainer, you know, taking these big, these big amount of points. I think you have to. Maybe you could talk me into Furman minus six or something like that. But I think these gigantic spreads, I think you really need to if you're going to bet all these. All right. Before we get to the next game, I want to tell you folks out there that the College Football Experience FCS playoffs preview and picks episode is brought to you by the Sports Gambling Podcast Network and WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in game odds, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100, get $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by the SGPN Thanksgiving free roll. Everyone who hits a football bingo in our contest will win $100 cash and $100 gift card to the SGPN store exclusively on the SGPN app. All right. Okay. So now things get really interesting. Right now I'm on what? I'm on five dogs right now. Five dogs. And, I think it's going to be six because Gardner Webb is taking on Eastern Kentucky. Gardner Webb has been chippy this year. They almost upset Liberty. They almost upset Coastal Carolina. They were in a game with Marshall playing three FBS teams. I know they're 6-5, but they won the Big South, got the automatic bid. Now they head to Roy Kidd Stadium in Richmond, Kentucky. This is a game. I mean, I picked Eastern Kentucky to upset Bowling Green back in like week two or three of the season as 18-point dogs. That thing hit. I think this one's a game. I really do. But I think Gardner Webb might be the better team here. I mean, and by the way, 3.5 is the spread. 3.5 is the spread here. These teams, as far as I know, haven't played recently, at least. And Gardner Webb's been chippy all year, man. I know you look at the wins, you'll say, okay, they beat Limestone, right? tough game there. Okay, then they lost to Coastal Carolina by 4. They lost to Elon by 6. They did get murked by Mercer, but after that they played. It was 14-7.5 against Marshall. They beat the hell out of Robert Morris, 48-0. They lost at Liberty by 1. We've seen what Liberty can do. They win by 14 against Charleston Southern, and they put it on Bryant. They get the dub against Mike Minter and Campbell. They put it on North Carolina A&T. I just think they're a better team than I think they're a tougher team too. I'm taking Gardner Webb plus the 3.5. I can't wait to watch this one. Let's fucking go. Idaho is heading to Southeast Louisiana. This is the one. Now you give us a road game. It should have been Montana on the road. Idaho beat Montana. Fair enough. I see your logic and I'm okay with that. But to me, you're in, you know what I mean? Strawberry Stadium. This is one where, you know, the Lions are 8-3 coming off of an ass whooping against Nicholls State, and they've been up and down. I mean, I feel like certain games they really were impressive. I think the Louisiana game of the opener, they were feisty in that one. But they lost to A&M Commerce. They did put it on Rich Rod and Jacksonville State. They're getting 13.5 against Idaho. However, I think Idaho is really good. I think Idaho is really, you know, I think the Big Sky was unbelievable this year. I think it was a deep conference. I think you look at what they did with Giovanni McCoy, the freshman QB, they're playing great. And Hayden Hatton at wide receiver. I think you take Idaho here. I think Idaho finds a way. I get it. It's a road trip all the way down there in Louisiana, but I'm going to lay the points in this one. This is the one I'm laying the points. Then the final game. And by the way, this game is at 4 PM on ESPN plus 4 PM on the West. So 7 o'clock on the East. Final game of the first slate for week one of the FCS playoffs. Southeast Missouri State heads to Missoula. Man, Southeast Missouri State's been playing good ball in the Ohio Valley, coming off a 30-point win against the Racers of Murray State. Montana, meanwhile, you know, last week was they got their ass whooped by Montana State. The games prior, you know, their other three losses all by one score, but last week they truly got their ass whooped. You wonder about what's going on here. They're laying 22 points. It's too many points for me. I think Montana is going to dominate this game. But I could see a 42-21 final and you get the cover. Give me Southeast Missouri State plus the points in Missoula. And I'm quickly going to do a weather check in Missoula here. Yeah, it's going to be cold, 37 degrees. So, but no snow. No snow, so perhaps, you know, perhaps we'll be all right. Now I will see some snow in that Weber State game, North Dakota Weber State. Remember, North Dakota's a dome team, so that maybe could sway you into taking Weber State there. Either way, I think the play though is to take Montana. I'm going to go with the dog in the Weber State game. Give me the 16 in North Dakota. This should be fun, folks. Should be fun. If I had to rate the games based on like appeal, the game I want to see most is probably the North Dakota Weber State game. I would rate that number one. Number two would be St. Francis, Delaware for me. Number three would be Gardner Webb, Eastern Kentucky. Number four would be Fordham, New Hampshire. Actually, Elon Furman, you might throw up in that mix because I think they're pretty equal teams as well. Really the bottom tier games, in my opinion, are potentially Southeast Missouri State, Montana, Davidson, Richmond, and then perhaps Idaho and Southeast Louisiana. All these games should be fantastic though. Cannot wait for them. Lock wise, the way I feel about it, my lock, and we can do that. Let's do a lock, dog, and tease. The one I feel best about is, to me, I think that what would be the one that I feel best about? I really think it's probably North Dakota and the points. Give me North Dakota and the points at Weber State. I think that's a game. I think that's the top game for me. Dog to win outright. Gardner Webb is, you know, getting 3.5. I think they can win outright. I think St. Francis, PA can win outright, but I'll say Gardner Webb on the money line against Eastern Kentucky. And if you want a little bit of a juicier dog, I think your best option after that would be Elon. Tease. To me, if we're teasing this, we bring Idaho down from 13. So Idaho's laying 13.5. I think you bring that down to 7.5. I think they should be able to win by more than 8 or more than 7.5. Then I think you bring Gardner Webb up to, what is that? 9.5. And I think after that, I think you bring Elon up to 12. Bring Elon up to 12 and then bring Fordham up to 18. Bring Fordham up to 18. That's your tease. It's a short slate, folks. Remember, you got the two other games. Obviously, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I appreciate you guys rocking with us all year. I hope the FCS gets more coverage because it should. It's an awesome, awesome sport and version of the sport. And I'm excited about the future. Excited to watch this. Remember to check out the D2 playoffs, D3 playoffs. Football is bigger than just, you know, Ohio State and Michigan and you know, some of these NFL games that you got. It's, I mean, this runs deep, you know, check out those. I encourage you to. All right. Folks, give us a follow on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. Give us also, if you could hop over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review. Tell us your thoughts about the, who you got winning the FCS playoffs this year. Is it going to be North Dakota State again? Could this be the year of the Jackrabbits? Could there be some other surprises? Holy Cross hasn't been beaten. The Crusaders have been playing great ball. The Bobcats of Montana State, they got so close last year. It's going to be a lot of fun, folks. So please hop on over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. It helps us a lot. And also check out we obviously have our FBS preview and picks out for week 13. Go listen to that. And also check out the College Basketball Experience. We break down college basketball every single night over there. Talking all of these teams. Yes. Gardner Webb, Eastern Kentucky, Idaho, every single team in the land. We cover it over there every single night. Check out the College Basketball Experience. And check out the Sports Gambling Podcast and come talk FCS playoffs with us in the Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience FCS playoffs preview and picks episode. You better start thinking about yours, and we out of here.
Sometimes people that are standing on third base think they hit a triple. Yeah. But they didn't.
What the fuck did I do wrong, Tom?
And sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
I didn't come here to study. I didn't come here to study.